Okay, Bamidbar. Chumash HaPkudim. Right, even though, you know, oddly enough, right, the Pekudim is just, you know, in Parshas Bamidbar and a little bit of Naso, and that's it, to the best of my memory. And yet it got the name, you know, Chazal were Mechane it, you know, Pekudim. Chumash HaPkudim. In English also was adopted, numbers, you know, right? Book of numbers, and that's it. Like, you know, it's not the bulk of Sefer Bamidbar, and yet it seems to be the outstanding feature. Truth is, you know, much of Sefer Shmos, you know, actually most of Sefer Shmos, and all of Sefer Devarim was also said, you know, pretty much Bamidbar. You know, maybe, you know. I guess on Devarim we could take that back. I don't know if Avar Yardin is a Midbar, so take that back. But, you know, but much of Shmos Vayikra, right? You know, were said in the Midbar also. It's like this Sefer, you know, is shaykh to the Midbar. You know, and numbers is dafka shayach to the Midbar. The Medrash Rabba in the beginning of Mamash, the beginning of the Parsha. Right, one of the dominant themes of the Medrash is the Indian of Midbar. There are a lot of drushes. If you want to see drushes on the Indian philosophical side of Midbar, you know, the Medrash Rabba and Parshas by Midbar is the place to go. You know, that, you know, it's already hopped on that, you know, this is the Midbar. So it goes on, and again, there's a theme of uniting, you know, Midbar with numbers, where it says like this, that the Torah opened up, Bamidbar Sinai, Bachorish Hasheni, Bashana Hashenis. That the, you know, so the Medrash likens this, that if you're going to give someone gedula, like it's going to be a ceremony, you know, giving someone, you know, knighting someone, or, you know, bestowing, all right, so you send out invitation, you publicize, it's going to be in such and such place, right, at such and such a time. So also, you know, Akash was giving gedula l'Yisrael here by, you know, counting them. So you have to publicize that it's, you know, Bamidbar Sinai, Bachorish Hasheni, Bashana Hashenis. So it's a very interesting parallel that, you know, besides the fact that, you know, Parshas Bamidbar is still within the Sphira, it's Malashur, and, you know, and Sphira's numbers, right? But there's an interesting parallel between the historical events and starting Sefer Bamidbar. Right, that, you know, Bamidbar is always read, you know, the last Shabbos before Shavuos. It's always that way. Right? So now, what does the Pasuk say in Parshas Yisroi? Right? So it says, Bachorish HaShlishi, Bechal Chorish, Bayom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Right? They, historically, Am Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Mamash, the week of Shavuos, you know, the week, you know, Matan Torah was either Vav Sivan or according to Zayin Sivan, according to, you know, Rabbi Yossi, right? But Echshelo, yeah, right? Rosh Chodesh Sivan, this last week is when they came to Midbar Sinai. So it works out by no coincidence. We always start Sefer Bamidbar, you know, in this same week, you know, yeah. Approximately the same time when they came to Midbar Sinai, the week preceding, you know, the week of Matan Torah. Now, Kairo Chazal Medayik, you know, both over there and even Midrashim in our parsha also, that the Torah was given by Midbar. The Torah is nitna be'esh uba mayim uba midbar. And in Divrei Torah niknim elamisha mesim atzmo kamidbar. You have to make yourself like a desert. Ma midbar hakol dashim bo, like midbar's hefker. Which is something that has to be understood, you know, what exactly means. I have to make myself like the desert. Right? and only that with that Torah's nickname. But back in the pasuk that we quoted from Parshas Yisro, Bayom Hazeh Bao Midbar Sinai. Right, on this day they came to Midbar Sinai, and we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Sivan, like a week before, but still, Bayom Hazeh, so Rashi brings from Chazal the obvious question, should say Bayom Ahu, Bayom Hazeh is present tense. Right, so as a teacher, the Torah should always be like new in your eyes. Right?
I'm sorry, which one should it say? Which one would be most appropriate?
Bayom Ahu, that day. Because we're talking about something that happened already. Says by, but the pasuk says by Yom Hazeh on this day Hazeh Loshen Hove, present tense. By Yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Right. On which Chazal comment? Rashi brings this Chazal right there on the spot that Divrei Torah have to always be new to you as if today they were commanded. So the question is, why are you dropping this allusion, in connection to their coming to Midbar Sinai? The Torah is being given a week later. But in connection to coming, Bayom Hazeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai, in connection to that, you're saying the Torah is being always new to you. Again, this obviously is alluding to something about what Chazal say in our parsha. Now that the Torah is Nitan B'Midbar, because the person has to make himself like a Midbar, and that's how Torah's nicknames, that Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, on this day it came to Midbar Sinai, that's something to do with, making the Torah seem new to you perpetually. Now this year, it worked out that this year Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar came out on Erev Shavuos. So agav that, we posed a question that Kayadua, on Erev Shavuos there was a new acceptance of to keep the Torah. The famous Naaseh V'Nishma of Parshas Mishpatim was said on Hey Sivan, Rashi says in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? However, the question is, why is that necessary? We read in Parshas Yisro that it was either Gimel or Dalet Sivan. Klai Yisro already proclaimed Kosher Dibar Hashem Naaseh. Right. So why was there the need for another acceptance on Erev Shavuos? And that's where they said, the famous Naaseh V'Nishma.
Since Naaseh alone intimates that whatever it is they will hear, so therefore there's a redundancy in them. Right.
Yeah, they already said that.
There doesn't seem to be any additional Kabbalah. Naaseh V'Nishma, after they've already said Naaseh. Naaseh implies Masha Nishma.
Okay. Right. So, and they said that already either on Gimel or Dalet Sivan, as per the Pesukim in Parshas Yisro. So why is it necessary again on Erev Shavuos? Right. So now two more kashas. It's a Dover Yadua from the Sifrei Chassidus and the Sifrei Musar. They both say that, the 49 days of the Omer are connected to Memches Tvorim Shatar Niknes Behem. So the obvious question is, it's off by one, right? So it's in the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh from, they bring from the Kotzker, I believe. Right? He said, the 49th day you review them all. Do Chazara. So that sounds almost contrived, right? That's, right? But, very, very big people have said that. So I guess I think we have to look into that. Right. And lastly, Akasha that we've asked, previously, right? But we'll shed new light on this Akasha. Right? The Torah says Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, and yet we only count 49. The 50th is not counted. Now, it's time to revisit the sugya of numbers that we started discussing in Parshas Bahar. Over there, you don't have to write this, but I'm just reminding. Over there, we discussed numbers in terms of klalim and pratim. However, over here, we're going to discuss another dimension of numbers altogether. Right. Now, we did mention back there that numbers are a mental activity. Right. Numbers are in the mind. Right. We spoke out from the Vilna Gaon. Cheshbon and Chashav are the same root. Right? Numbers are ideas. And we explained that that's, you know, and that's Chashivut, that's importance, right? And that's why Dover Shebaminyan, it has a number, is Eno Batel. Right? This we all spoke out already. Kamadumari. But now it's time to go a little bit deeper and be aimed on the difference between the pure number and the quantity. The pure number and the quantity. Everything that we said back in Parshas Bahar, we were talking about quantity. Quantity is in the mind. Now you decide to group things together as three. I mean, it's also Heskemi. Heskemi, Haskama, is ideas, right? You know, we agree on the metric system. We agree on, you know, the English system of measuring. That's all Haskama, it's all in the mind, you know. It's all by meeting of the minds that we come up with our quantities, whether we weigh in kilograms, grams, right?
Maybe so, appropriate to numbers is base 10 as opposed to some other base.
No, but still quantities, which is also in the mind, is not the same as the pure number. It's not the same as the pure number, right? And that's the very delicate nukuda we want to point out here. Quantity is mishtalshel from numbers. You need numbers to come to quantity, but the etzem mitzias of quantity is not one and the same as the etzem mitzias of the number. Quantity is already talking about the interface between thought and the heftza that you're thinking about or that you're measuring. Right. Quantity is a gvul. It's a gvul. It's a mida. It's a measurement. Right. It's a mida. It's a measurement. So as much as it's in the mind, you know, the idea of a kilo or a pound is all in the mind. It was Baskama that we came up with these. But still you're talking about now the gvulim that come from the numbers, right? You can't have quantity without numbers, right? That's true. That the gvulim is mishtalshel from the mispar, right? But numbers themselves are not a quantity. Quantity is already talking about an interface between the machshava and something physical. That I've measured it. I've thought about it. Right. And that's why quantities are bigvul. Quantity is always saying it's from here to here, and it is yay big, not bigger. Because it's already being mishtalshel to gashmius. You know, it's the thought that's interacting with something physical. And that's why the quantity is a dover mugbal. And very much a stira to ein sof. You know, infinity. But that's the quantity that number that comes from numbers. Of course, without the idea of numbers, you can't come to quantity. But the number gufa, the number gufa is a pure idea. Right, There is a heftza of 3 inches. I have a ruler. There's a heftza of 3 inches. 3 inches is a physical quantity. It could be mufshat, you know, abstract, in the sense that I could have 3 inches of cloth, or the steak is 3 inches thick. Halavai, aleinu, right? You know, or, you know, v'chayena, v'chayena. So it's only abstract in the sense that it's, you know, it's a quantity that could be applied to a lot of things, but it's still, it's a gvul. But, you know, 3 inches is a quantity. But three, right. The etzem musag, 3 is not a quantity. 3 is a philosophical concept. You know, and we get into this in Kabbalah, the Maharal and the Talmid Gaon, you know, revealed a little bit of the symbolism of numbers, that 3 represents that there's 2 poles and a memutza, right? It's a sort of, now is not the time, but the secret behind, you know, everyone's all asleep by the time you say the Echad Miyodea, Pesach time. But you should know that those, you know, that Rav Moshe Shapira gave us 3-hour-long shiurim on Echad Miyodea.
I wake up for it.
What?
I'm not falling asleep. I'm waking up for that. That's my whole night is focused on being able to say that. You only get to say it once a year. It's such a beautiful...
No, but that's the point.
Yeah.
Echad Elokeinu, numbers are concepts.
Right.
Numbers are concepts. And these are the inyonim that are crazy. So what it means, Shlosha Avos, it doesn't mean there happen to have been 3 fathers. That's not the pshat. Pshat is 3, Zok de Maral, represents that there's the 2 poles and there's a mimutza between them. And that's Abraham Chesed, Yitzchak Din, Yaakov Tiferes, right? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? All the numbers are concepts, and this is, as it were, the aspect in Torah that's connected to this concept.
But it's still, the way the Rav is defining quantity, that's quantity. The Rav said...
No, Shlosha Miyodea. Shlosha Miyodea, you know...
You're attaching it to the Avos, so that's a Kepsa here. 4, you're attaching it to Imos.
No, but I'm attaching it to Imos, but not as a quantity. The pshat is that the Indian that there were some Shalosh Avos is not B'mikre. There happened to have been 3. It played out the concept of the number 3.
Are you saying, see here...
You see, it's not like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin. 3 founding fathers.
Okay.
No. I don't know how many are considered founding fathers in the United States. Look, Batli, but I'm just saying, like, I know that... Those 3 are, but I don't know if there's, that's, if it's mukbal to that, right?
Whatever.
I don't know. Right.
Did you put Benjamin Franklin in with it?
I said Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington.
Sounds like a good trio. Yeah. But anyway, the rabbi is saying that's B'mikre. This is the talking about the
Be'etzem, that the Indian of the Avos played out the philosophical meaning. They were a gilui of the Indian of that number. Right, whatever, you know, we didn't mention this in the shir, it's a little bit tangential to the Etzem Yisod, but that's mamish the pshat of what's going on over there, you should know. I mean, you know, like I said, Rav Isaac Hover has a long, long pirush on this, trying to explain that, you know, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah is mamish, the Sidrei Mishnah is what brings out the philosophical concept of 6. Rav Tzadik says like this, 5 is flat. 1, 2, 3, 4, and a center. Torah without Torah Shebaal Peh is flat. Right? There's not a single mitzvah you know how to perform. 6 is the 6 edges of the 3 dimensions. Torah comes to life. Torah comes to life with the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Without the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Torah would remain flat. It would stay on paper. Right? All right, look, this is not...
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, but not so you didn't, you know, this is, you know... I once typed up, and not in a way I'm happy with, a pirush on the Echad Miyodea. It's connected, you know, and like I said, it's, you know, these things are enumerated in the Echad Miyodea. The pshat is these things play out the musig of that number. The musig of that number. Numbers themselves are concepts. They are pure concepts. Right? 3 inches, you could find me a lot of heftzas that are 3 inches, right? But I'm going to challenge it out. I want you to show me a pure 3, Not 3 inches, and not 3 yards, and not 3 millimeters. I want you to show me 3. You can't. Because it doesn't exist in physical reality. Right? So we brought, this is very chash v'zach, we brought from Yaakov Weinberg that he once had a debate with an apikoros, a university professor that was once, you know, in Europe he was a yeshiva bachar, you know, pre-war Europe, and he went off the derech, right? He used to tell stories, he had a series of debates with this man from when he was Rosh Yeshiva in Neri Yisrael, Toronto, back in the 60s. Anyway, so I'll call upon him and ask him like this. You know, many of the early Rishonim say an argument that anything that has a beginning has an end. Kamalai de Chol Salvos makes this point also. Anything that has a beginning has an end.
It's in Rav Sadi Gon, and in Musa Deus he deals with this,
right? Right. You know, Rav Sadi Gon says it, and Kamalai de Chol Salvos also says it. So he asked Rosh Yeshiva, they were wrong. You see, you can't rely on their medieval thinking, right? Because I'll give you an example of something that has a beginning and no end. Positive integers. Right? So she said, well, you have to bring me a ride for something that really exists, physically. They were talking about something that, you know, physical existence. Positive integers don't exist. They're in the mind. They're pure concept. Right? But you want to talk about something that's 3 inches long. Yeah, it starts here, it ends there. You said positive integers, right? Because positive integers don't exist in physical reality. They're pure ideas. Right. So now, let's take a greater look at this inyan. It's a davar nifla ad ma'od. About the pure number. That because of this, some very early Greek philosophers, the guy Zeno, he was before Aristotle. That because of this, he confused himself with this. Right after noting. How many fractions are there between any two numbers, even if they're very small numbers? Infinite fractions. So Imamish has one of his, gave him a headache. If you shoot something at a door, how does it ever get there? It has to get through infinite fractions to get there. But really the terutz to that is because infinite fractions are in the mind. Quantity is limited. You know, the inyan of how a number has infinite fractions between any two numbers is mitzad the musag. It's a mental activity to divide things into fractions. It's not, so it's mitzad the musag, it's not mitzad the kamut. Right? Similarly, if I want to express, there's what's called the irrational number. Right? If I want to express in decimal, I want to express in decimal 1/3, even if I'm talking about 1/3 of a very small pi, so it'd be 0.3333, and I could be writing 3, for eons and still not be finished expressing mathematically, a very small quantity. So, and again, we go back to the famous idea, there is no highest number. Right, the very fact that you see that there is no, from this very last nakuda alone, let alone the nakudas that we point out about the infinite fractions between two numbers, and then from this last nakuda, you see that the pure number is not a stira to Ein Sof, because it's nimshach ad Ein Sof. A kamut, a quantity, is a stira to Ein Sof. But the pure number isn't. In matter of fact, it could be said like this, and this is what the Mekubalim say. The Mekubalim are mamish omed on this inyan. Right? It's in the Goyin. It's also in the Ramak before him. Right? Spheris. Esser spheris. Something which, all the Mefarshei Sefer Yetzirah agree on. Esser spheris blima right? Midasam ein lem sof. It's a Mishnah in Sefer Yetzirah. You know, there are these Esther spheres that have no known essence. You know, what their essence is beyond us. And their Mida is ein lehem sof. Even though it's only 10, their Mida is ein lehem sof. Right? And the one thing that the Mefarshim of the Sefer Yetzirah agree on is that the Esther spheres in Miloshim Mispar. Spheres in Miloshim Mispar. And that's why all humanity counts base 10. A Masorot from Adam Arishon. That all has to do with the site that the world's built with Esther spheres, which is, expresses itself with the Asara Ma'amorais Shenivra Bahem Olam, that's beside the Esther spheres. So now everyone agrees that the Esther spheres, from them come Gvulim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, that's what the famous Mishnah, we spoke about this later on, the Ramchal on the Mishnah and others. Ba'asara Ma'amorais Nivra Olam. Now, why was the world never basar mazal b'manachon yecholi boros? So it's let's say schar tov atzikim shemakaimim olam shenivra basar mazal b'lipara me'arshoyim shema'avdim olam shenivra basar ma'amoros. What does one have to do with the other? Because the world was created with asar ma'amoros, so the tzikim get schar for upholding the world, and Rishayim get, you know, get punished for destroying the world. Ma kesher, you know, to, you know. So says the Ramchal like this. The Ma'amar Echad Yacholi Boros would mean that the Boroshim created the world with pure infinite power, his pure oneness, his pure infinite power. A world like that we could not add to and cannot detract from. And therefore there would be no way to earn reward and no way to deserve punishment because you haven't done anything. Because you can't affect a world that's bigger than you. Right? The world was Nivra Basar Ma'amaros beside the Esser Spheres. Because now the world is gvuli. Now the world has gvul, and it's something finite you could add to finite and you could detract from finite. And therefore it gives room to have schar tov latzadikim and lipar me'arashoyim. So now, so everyone agrees, the Esther spheres is the system. No, it's basic Kabbalah. You know, basic Kabbalah, everyone knows. The Esther is the system that give us the world as we know it. That's Begvul, Bemida. The sphere is also called Belashen Nigla Midas. You know, the sphere of Chesed is called Midas HaChesed, right? It creates a world of Mida. Mida. A world that's in measures, and that gives us work to do, that we can add and detract from it. But here's the Knech. Mida comes from the spheres. The spheres themselves, you know, what did the Sefer Yetzirah said? Midasan ein lehem sof. Their Mida is without end. The Esther spheres are pure, is the pure concept of numbers. The pure concept of numbers. From which Gvul results from, but it in itself is Bali Gvul. And this is what the Mkubalim, you know, say. You know, this is the explanation, what they say, that before the Tzimtzum, the Esther spheres were Nichlal in the Ein Sof. So everyone, you know, is sort of baffled, right? You know, without, everyone's baffled, right? There's God, there's Ein Sof plus spheres.
What's right? The Lashon before the Tzimtzum?
The spheres were Nichlal in the Ein Sof, included in the Ein Sof. So like, you know, so people, the uneducated, right, are baffled by the statement, right? Does that mean that God is Ein Sof plus spheres? I mean, his energy, we're talking about his power, not his essence, right? His power is Ein Sof plus spheres. There's like infinity plus finity. Or Chas V'Shom saying the other way, that God was Mit Gashem, from Ein Sof to spheres, Mit Gashem and divided, God forbid. Both are unthinkable. Both would be a terrible pegiah and achdusai. Right? But what the Mekubalim mean is that the spheres, which are kivyachol numbers, the pure number is not a stira to Ein Sof. The pure number is nichlal in Ein Sof, and as a simin ledavar, that it's nichlal, the pure number, not the quantity. The quantity is mishtal shel from the number. So gvulim are mishtal shel from the spheres. But the spheres themselves have no gvulim. Midasam ein lehem sof. Right? The pure number, right, is call it like this, the way Rav Moshe Shapiro told it to us in Shir. The pure number is the aspect of infinity that has been revealed to you. And that's why there is no highest number. That's why between two numbers there's infinite fractions. Because the number itself is the aspect of Ein Sof that has been mitgalet to you. But it itself, from it comes quantity, but it itself is not a quantity. It itself is not a steer to Ein Sof.
The other side of the equation is more puzzling, though. The idea, if you say Eser, is Nichlal, but as soon as you say Eser Spheris, so then again, it's like that the formula that the Rav was saying before, now you've related the number to a Heftza, as abstract as a Heftza may be, but still putting the numbers in quantum.
No, but Sphira, there's the Mukbar, so say Spheris in Russian Mispar. Spheris itself, uh-huh. Russian Mispar. Mm-hmm. It's really 10 numbers, okay. Kivichol. No, it's the same, I neglected to point out that they say the Mepharshim that Sphira Milashon Mispar.
No, I think the Rav said it. Okay, yeah. Just have to make sure that I understand.
Right.
Right. And we never find that the sphere is being described in any way as having gul. Well, let's maybe
not mitzad, let's not mitzad themselves, mitzad the kalim, not mitzad the etzem. There's the atzmus asiris and the kalim. There's long barachs in the Ramak on this. Shar atzmus v'kelim. The atzmus of the spheres is Ein Sof. There's what's called the kalim of the spheres. You know, as it were, the kalim that the spheres' energy is channeled to, and from the kli comes the gvul.
Okay. But still, there's still a philosophical problem. I'm sorry. I just have to make sure I have clarity about it. As soon as you say 1, 2, 3, and attach it to even something as abstract as sphera, but how can they not be a stira to Ein Sof when they themselves can't even be nichlal in each other?
Well, they are nichlal in each other. That's what's incorrect. That the Esther spheres are not 10 distinct bodies. They are concepts.
I know you mitzaref midas with each other.
No, but that tziruf of midas, which is how it's mishtalshel to us, that's mitzidenu. That we, the midas have to be inquired. But in the pure spheres, in the pure spheres, the midas are in a perfect achdus. That which we see them as distinct and separate is only mitzad our perception. As it were, we categorize them as separate spheres, as it were. But you know, but they're pure ideas. Of course, you know, this is, you know, it's a lot deeper than this because we're talking about mitzad atzmus. There's something else called the kalim, that the kli does have a gvul, but that's kalim, not the or. But the kalim that the or goes into, that's something else. All right. But it's a very choshev yisod that the etzem number, which is beside the spheres, are not a steer to Ein Sof. So it's not called chasron akosher was mit gashem when he revealed, when he was, did the tzimtzum megalah. So that spheres is an aspect of Ein Sof that you see. You know, just from this concept is mishtalshel gvul, but in itself is not gvul. So now, in the minyan of Bnei Yisrael. So of course, when you count, right, it's sort of a call it a mixed blessing, right? On the one hand, you know, there's chashom ayin ara, but on the other hand, there's chashivas, of davar sheba minyan. The Indian of counting Klai, so it's called that Am Yisrael gets Gedula. It's besod that Am Yisrael gets the power of the pure number. But since this could also be mistaken as giving Am Yisrael a quantity, so for this, you know, the way the method of counting was that he counted the coins, the machzis ha-shekel. So as it were, the quantity aspect is chal on the money. Or another lashon zohar is that the money is machaper for that, the quantity aspect. Actually, it's, the equation is the same. But Kleiso gets the pure number. So the quantity aspect, so there shouldn't be a net magefa, there shouldn't be an ayin hora, whatever you want to call it. So mitzah that the quantity aspect is chal on the money, but Am Yisrael gets the chashivas of the pure number. Which really means that Am Yisrael is the aspect of mispar, you know, like as in sphera, that spheras, the spheras are, you know, achuz in the Ein Sof, perpetually. Right? And of course, it all means that we're rooted in the Ribono Shel Olam machshava, and Ribono Shel Olam machshava is the Torah.
How is that statement relating to what you were talking about, the counting of Klal Yisrael giving it chashivas?
Right, Am Yisrael, that the meaning of Am Yisrael is that we have, Am Yisrael has the pure, called it, counting Am Yisrael is called giving them gedula.
Giving them gedula
is that Am Yisrael is has zochet to the pure number, the misbar b'tar, which is connected the spheres, right? Which means the number meets which is achuz, which is connected to Ein Sof, as opposed to the quantity.
Right.
The quantity aspect was chal on the money. Right. But I say this is a hachana for Matan Torah. We always read, we always start Sefer Bamidbar before Matan Torah. Right. Am Yisrael is the Am that's mushrash in Ribono Shel Olam's machshava, his infinite machshava, from which the Torah comes, the Torah's yotzia, his machshavta, his barach, his infinite machshava, Torah's beside the Ein Sof, parallel concept to the Ein Sof, as the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shaar Dalet. Right. Torah's a parallel to him, that's why Torah has no end. It's Aruka Meretz Midor Chava Miniyam. And that's why Torah should always be new. Because, you know, it would get old and boring if it was finite. It should always be new to you. Always be new to you because it really is new. It's, you know, it's infinite. Right? Am Yisrael has to find its kesher to infinity. And the kesher to infinity is mitzad, the pure number. The pure number. If Am Yisrael zochet to the pure number, the pure number is connected to infinity. And that's the big break that we need. You know, we spoke about this a few times. The hachana for Matan Torah is counting mispar. U'svartem lachem. Now, during the first 49 days, which are the days that we actually physically count, we don't actually count 50. We're supposed to make it to, Torah said, as if Tishrei Chamishah, but we don't actually count the 50th day. The 49 days that are mamish counted, right, is not a coincidence that 49 is gematria mida, mem dalet hay. Because the first 49 days, that are 7 times 7, all the permutations of the 7, is the aspect of spheres, you know, that have become midas. I mean, as it were, relative. This is all relative. The lower 7 spheres, relative to the first 3, which remain pure concept and never become non-pure concept. Keser Chachma Bina, Ratzon Chachma Bina. Right, those 3 spheres never become kamut. Hi, Vital. Vital? All right, I'm going to be there roughly 11:15, 11:30. roughly 11:15 or 11:30, I'll be there. 11:15 or 11:30. Now, I'll be there in about a half an hour. Half an hour. I'll be there in a half an hour. Okay, I'll see you. Right, Keser Chochma Bina, as it were, you know, never become kamut.
It's okay.
Yeah. Almost done. Never become kamut the same way. Hello? I don't know. I thought you would call me and I'd pick her up. I thought she would call me and I'd pick her up. I mean, I don't know if she's going to call me. That's what I assume. What? Phone's packing up. Anyway. Right, so...
Yeah, the rabbi was saying that these three meters never become kamut the same way as a seven long
right,
ones.
Right. Oh, again, the etzem meter doesn't become... Because the seven midas kayadua, the seven low ones are midas, are actions. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, these concepts, from them are mishtoshel, physical actions, or things that we actually call, even in our jargon, midot. Midat ha-chesed, midat ha-gevurah, midat ha-tiferet. You know, as it were, the top three, you know, from them is not mishtoshel gvul the same way. Chachma, they remain ideas. They always remain. Whereas these ideas, like again, the seven lower spheres are also pure concepts. But from them is Mishtalshel Dvarim Bemida. That's why 49, which is all the permutations of 7 times 7, is Gematria Mida, Mem Dalet Hey. And of course, we have to work bottom up. First, we have to do Tikkun HaMidas. But we need to break through to the Shalosh Rishonos. Right? The 50th is, you know, to break through the Bina and Kayadu, the first three are all, you know, much closer intertwined. You know, they're the Shalosh Chashuv Ka'achas. Because just like in the mental process, you know, where Chachma ends and Bina begins, it's almost indiscernible. It's all one. You know, all the three mental activities happen simultaneously, you know, they're not. But we need to break through from Mida to Ein Sof. So first of all, this just explains why the 50th is not counted, because it's not shacked to the physical count, because it's already beyond. We broke through from Mida to Ein Sof, from Kamut to Ein Sof. First, Tikkun HaMidas is obviously the first step. First being metakin the midas, and then you could hope to break through from kamut to ein sof. Right? And the 50th already, so you know, tispur chamishim yom. Yeah, mispar leads to ein sof, right? But at the 50th, you're at ein sof already, or something that's like ein sof, so it can't be counted the same way that you counted the others, because it's not a unit. They're not units anymore. It defies measure. It defies measure. It's outside of Mida. How do you break through? How do you break through? How are you zeicher that you break out of, you know, that you're zocha to, you know, number that's not a quantity, number that connects to Ein Sof. That should be number and not quantity. The answer is Mesim Atzmo Kemidbar. Right? You have to view yourself as unfinished and undefined. What was the Losh of Chazal? You have basically the end, you know, Chazal in this week's parasha. You know that only Thursday and today they made some Eish b'mayim v'midbar, ma'am midbar hakol doshim ba. Everyone walks in. There's no gvulim in the midbar. There are no boundaries. I think the Sifrei Chassidus say midbar miloshin davar. Yeah, it's like midbar is like just like a word, like loshin dibur. It's a concept. In the sense that it's not mugbal. It's wide open space. As long as a person doesn't chop himself as a finished product, he hasn't given himself a gvul. He hasn't given himself a definition. So Mela, for him, the number is not a kamut, because he never considers himself finished. He never capped himself.
Which number are you talking about
any
now
number.
That he doesn't?
Oh. Any number. No, but Mesimatsu Kamidbar was vital for Am Yisrael to go into the Midbar before Matan Torah. And that's the key to B'chaim Yehi B'necha K'chadoshim. Right? We said Torah itself is infinite, and that's why it should always be new, because it would only get old and boring for finite. And it would be the same old story, and it's not. It's infinite. So why don't I, why do I get bored? Because I look at Torah with yesterday's eyes. So that's why it looks the same as yesterday. Why do I look at Torah with yesterday's eyes? Because I think I know it all. So I've given myself a gvul. But if I view myself as midbar, as wide open, unfinished space, there's no limit. So Imela, for me, the Daf Gemara, even though the Daf Gemara is definite words, but those definite words are like the pure numbers, concepts. But and there's no limit, to the pure concept. Right? But if I think I know it all, right, so I'm going to look at those words as quantities and not as numbers. And that's why the Torah is going to look the same to me, day in, day out. So what's the antidote that mesim atzo kamidbar? Bayom hazeh bo midbar. That's why the remez that Torah should always be new. Bayom hazeh bo midbar sinai. You want Torah always look new. You have to be kind of the midah of midbar. The midah of midbar of having no ego, of not taking up space, and with that, with that inyan, that's the key to break through. From Mida to Ein Sof, right? So, by the way, this explains a medrash we neglected to mention. It's a medrash in this week's parsha. It says, "La'asi lavo, all the midbarot are going to flourish," and that's like many psukim in Navi. But what's a little bit less apparent, says the medrash, is that all the yishuv is going to be nechrav, hafuch. La'asi lavo, not only will the desert blossom, and those that's meforish in the Navi, but hafuch, all the yishuv is going to be nechrav. Right? It's a dover nifla ma'od. Right? Because lost in love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to be manhig in Ein Sof relative to the way he's doing now. Only the midbar is going to be able to take it. But all the yishuv that considered itself a finished product is not going to be able to take the infinite energy, and it's going to be nechrav. Similarly, lost in love, Jewish people are going to be the only nation around. See, the Goyim, the Shivim Umos, they don't come from Mispar, they come from Gvul. Like what I've said, once you come to the difference between number and quantity, Klai Yisrael has number. The Goyim have quantity. Right? Lo mirubchem vachar Hashem bachem kiyate makohan. Klai Yisrael doesn't have quantity. Klai Yisrael doesn't have quantity. Klai Yisrael doesn't have quantity. We have number. We don't have quantity. The Goyim, they have roiv, they have a lot. They're quantity. But when things will be beyond quantity, they'll be bottle, and we'll be the only ones around. Right? And with this, we get back to the Haftorah that we read. The Haftorah we read in Parshas Bamidbar, opens up with a pasuk in Hosea that's seemingly an oxymoronic pasuk. V'haya mispar b'neiso k'chol hayam asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. The number of Klai Yisrael is going to be like the Chol Hayam, which cannot be measured and not be counted. So it's a stira minei obey called Mispar b'nei Yisrael. You say, Asher lo mad v'lo yisafer. No. Klai Yisrael is going to be the pure number, asher lo yimad, that has no mida, no measure. V'lo yisafer, can't be physically counted. But the goyim who are rav, they have quantity. So when Akash is going to be manik lemala from gvul, because quantity, no matter how big it is within gvulim, Akash is going to be when be mahapich the hanhaga to be manik and ain sof, they'll all be bottle because their sherish is in gvul. Our sherish is in the pure number, and that's why we don't have quantity. You understand the am? Because that's why Am Yisrael doesn't have quantity on their side. We're the ma'at mikola amin, because we're not in quantity. We're the pure number. What a pure number that lo asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. And that's what we have to break through to on Shavuos, from the Omer to Shavuos. From the Mida, asher yimad, from the Mida to the Ein Sof, asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. Right? And that's where Klai Yisrael is and the Goyim aren't. That's why Har Sinai, you know, Sheyarat Sina La'akum, or Har Choref, Sheyarat Churban La'akum, because when we break through the Ein Sof, they're not there anymore, because their Sherish is in the quantity, their Sherish is in the Gvulim, and we're Mushrash in the pure number. And that's why we don't have quantity. Because we're the pure number, Asher Lo Yimad V'Lo Yisafer. Right? And that's what we have to break through. And the way to break through is Midbar. Mesim Atzmo K'Midbar. Right? Am Yisrael, you know, views itself as an unfinished product. You know, and therefore there's ayin, and there's always room for more. Be a Talmud Chacham, the eternal student. Not a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham. Right? The eternal student, always able to, always wanting more. And that's the inyan of the special Kabbalah of Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos, the 49th day. Because on this day, we have to break through. I mean, it's not Purim Torah, what the Siach Sarfei Kodesh says. Right? Techazer all 49 days. Because the 50th day is not plus one. It's not another unit further. It's a whole different dimension. We break out to the Ein Sof. And the only way is by deepening our commitment. Right, the only way is by deepening. It's not plus one. It's not one more step. We're talking about going from Mida to infinity. So it's not one more step. It's not one more Mida to be Koine. It's Mamash trying to connect numbers to their Shurish in infinity. That's why Chazar all the 49 together and be Megala their common Shurish in infinity. And that's the necessity for the new Kabbalah. Right? Because the Kabbalah of Gimel Sivan, or Dalet Sivan, I forget which was, right, is just stam obedience. Kosher Dibur Hashem Naseh. But the new Kabbalah of Malchus Sheba Malchus, which is called, like, as it were, Midbar Sheba Midbar, right, the new Kabbalah of Erev Shavuos is about deepening that commitment, you know, to link the Mispar to the Ein Sof. And that's what it means, Naseh V'Nishma. That we're going to hear, you know, we're going to hear Chidushei Torah B'li Sof. So deepening the commitment of Naseh to be Shomea more and more and more and more and more. To be Shomea L'Olam V'Od. You know, to hear, you know, the Kol God of L'Osof, the infinite sound of Torah that never ceases. That's the necessity of the new Kabbalah, which is connected, reviewing all the 49, all the 48 together. Right, that we're not talking about plus one. We're talking about breaking out from number to Ein Sof, and that was the tzarech of the new Kabbalah. It's not obedience. It's about deepening the commitment to enter the pnimius of numbers, which is Ein Sof. All right, that's all you explained. All right.